Chris Luking is digital director for Bal Stern Marketing Communications. He figured that made him an ideal candidate to become a Google Glass Explorer.
I, a couple months ago, registered with Google for their Google Glass Explorers program. They've recently released a new wave of Explorers, and I was selected to test this device and give feedback on my thoughts about it.
The Google Glass somewhat resembles a regular pair of glasses, but with no lenses. Instead, there's a tiny screen that sits just above the wearer's right eye.
The display itself is transparent, so I can see right through it when it's not on. When it's on, the image that it projects is also transparent, so I can actually look right through it, and if I'm walking down the street, it doesn't obscure my vision at all. It doesn't really take up a whole lot of my field of vision in the first place, so it's not very intrusive.
Phone and tablet users are constantly checking their screens, which requires them to look away from everything else. Luking says that's not the case with the Google Glass.
When a new notification pops up, let's say there's a piece of breaking news or even someone sends me a message on Facebook, it pops up on my screen and it's right in front of me right away. So I'm able to access that information without even taking the 2 minutes it takes to locate my smartphone and pull that out.
Like other devices, Google Glasses can take pictures, shoot video, and provide audio. And if you're traveling abroad, Luking says it will even translate foreign language signs to English literally before your eyes.
The Glass has an application called WordLens. And what WordLens does is it uses the camera on the front of the device to look at words, and then it uses the Google Translate algorithm to translate that image and display it in the display right in front of you. So it actually overlays the translated image of the word with what you're actually looking at. So it allows you to read signs and things like that in your native language.
Luking says there are a few things the Google Glass doesn't do too well.
I am a internet browser. I really like to sit down and browse Facebook or browse Instagram and kind of just look through web pages and explore very organically like that. And so this does a great job of giving me new notifications, but there's not a great way for me to just browse the internet at this point.
The touchpad on the right earpiece takes a little getting used to as well, but overall, Luking is pretty stoked about the whole experience.
We're just really humbled and excited to be a part of this new technology. And we try to just be on the forefront of new technology. And we are really excited to have the opportunity to share this with the local Tallahassee community and business owners and see how this thing is going to develop in the future.
And will Luking be able to turn his Google Glass back into Google when his days as an explorer come to an end?
Oh, I don't know about that. I think I might be hooked.
And Google hopes that's what'll happen when the final production version of the Google Glass is released sometime next year. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.